What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? 8 points. That's
they,
what's up.
They topped themselves. How do they do that? How do they do that? How?
You overlook it. I've been seeing this crap for a long time.
I'm not overlooking anything. What are you talking about? I've overlooked it.
No, dude. You overlook it. Leroy, tell him.
The single digits. Who does that in the NBA?
Well, in the fourth quarter, them. 3 out of the 4 times it's happened this year.
Right.
3 out of the 4 times. Strangely enough, the Thunder have the other one.
Why?
Which
can
means
you believe? Can you
have done something this season that the Washington Wizards have not done 3 times?
Well, I have. Spoke put the lava out there to score 8 points.
Well, new lava, not his lava.
Yeah.
Champion lava, not Frog Boy's lava.
The better lava is my lava. By the way, champions.
You're not, but you weren't on the team.
I am a part of the team.
No, you're like AJ Burnett on the 03 Marlins. Like yeah. You were not. You were part of it, but then you're not because you didn't pitch.
I'm like Dion Waiters during the 2020 finals. I get a ring of the way, baby.
Champ cheese. The thing that is like so disheartening, dude, is like, man, they played such a good game. They string you along.
You want me to give you a lesson in sports?
And then it's just like,
would you like me to give you a lesson in sports?
Sure. If this is a talent thing, though, like can I just say?
Let me say it first.
Fine.
You know what the difference between an average team and a playoff team?
Sure. What? Even though there are playoff teams and a championship team.
Is the ability to sustain what you're doing for longer periods of time.
Okay.
And so you can watch the worst teams in the NBA come out and have a 40-point quarter. But that may be the extent of their talent. They can't do it for a whole game. The Heat are a three-quarter team. Because we all watch these games knowing that they're going to have that one quarter. Well, it looks like they never played basketball before. And so, while I would say it's not a talent thing, but it's a level of talent thing. And that the upper echelon teams can sustain what the Heat did for three quarters longer. Therefore, they win more games. And it's the same way in every sport. Every person playing at that level has talent. They're NBA players. Mm-hmm. But as a team, can you sustain it long enough to win games?
But here's the thing I would say to that, okay? And I'm not disagreeing with you, but the Heat's, you know, inability, which maybe just speaks to more of their badness than other teams' goodness, is, like, people want to say, well, and I know Eric was saying this in the broadcast, like, hey, the Thunder have the best defense in the league. And that's true. That's true. Counterpoint. This happened 4 days ago against the Nets! But who suck!
Again.
Then it happened 2 days before that!
They've been...
against the Bulls! Who, Leroy, they just got outscored 71-29 in a half. Mm-hmm. That's who the Heat's losing to. So yeah, maybe it speaks to they just suck. I don't
know.
Infuriating about it is... Man, like, just get blown out early. Stop stringing me along. Don't go out there and dominate just to only kick me in the junk. I'd rather that, Leroy, I swear to God, I'd rather them just be down 15 the entire game. Don't get my hopes up. Don't make it the most painful. And Tyler Hero, my God, dude, take care of the damn basketball in the fourth quarter. Holy crap.
I've infuriated a lot of my friends this morning.
How so?
I'm calling for the head of Eric Spoelstra.
What do you mean you're calling for the head?
And you know what? The washed father, done with you, because this is really his fault.
So it's all, you're just mad at the Heat organization as a whole? What do you want?
There's two men that are responsible for this entire downfall.
Okay.
Tobin?
And they're both... Well,
I don't appreciate that.
That's a good call.
That's not true.
That's a good call.
As you eat your scone. What is that? What is that an apple pie? Are you having another apple pie?
This guy's an apple pie addict. Three men responsible, Tobin being number one. Pat Riley, for not making any... He's been asleep for 5 years, dude. He didn't get Jimmy Butler any help. Mm-hmm. He swings and misses more than any Marlins player I can't name right now. And Eric Spoelstra's stubbornness and refusal to start what he knows will be a winning combination has really held this team back. So, I propose, mm-hmm, washed father, go get your statue in L.A., enjoy Honolulu somewhere and watch us on TV. Eric Spoelstra, be kind enough, because of what you've done for me, I'm going to promote you.
Wow.
You're
going to kick him upstairs?
I'm going to kick you upstairs.
Wow. Dude.
But you know what you need to do if you want to win? Leroy, do you know what you need to do if you want to win?
What's that?
Promote Quinn if you want to win.
Wow.
That is the only way.
Quinn for the win?
Quinn for the win.
Let me get this.
You think Chris Quinn is holding out
wait,
Eric Spoelstra?
Your solution to this.
Yep.
Is to take a Hall of Fame front office guy.
Yeah.
A Hall of Fame coach.
Correct.
And replace him with Chris Quinn.
No. We're not replacing anyone. We're promoting Eric Spoelstra.
Hello!
I know why she's late today.
Why is that?
Because it's a day that ends in Y.
She had to do... Okay. She has to do some crunches because she got the crop top.
Crop top, huh?
At least somebody does some crunches because the Heat in crunch time.
No, they do crunches. Like, but that's... We've been watching this same team for 3 years and we all like...
No, here's the thing, though.
What?
This team... I've been talking to people about that. And they, yes, in record, they're the same. But Leroy, the flameouts in this season.
A lot of flameouts.
The flameouts in this season, they hit different.
Where you get all warm and fuzzy. Oh, 10-point lead.
They have lost more spectacularly than any Heat team I can remember. Because it is, and I, again, I'm not doubting what you're saying with the talent thing, but it's almost like there has to be something up here with them. Because it's like...
It almost looks like they play basketball and they don't realize they haven't scored in 7 minutes.
It's great.
They huddle around each other and say, listen, guys, we're shooting like crap. Somebody need to get physical and go to the rim. Like, at what point do you realize, guys, hold up, after a free throw, we've only scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. What are we going to do about that? Like, you have to notice that. Then the game ends and they go, ooh, oof. We only scored 6? We only scored 8?
What do we do about that? And I don't know, like, maybe if I'm Eric Spoelstra and I watch the team go on a 16-0 run against me, maybe I put the best player on my team in there and like, hey, bam, you've kind of been dominating. Do I put him in there? He goes, we'll wait till it gets to 16-0. Not that that helped, because they got to a 24-0 run.
Chris Quinn would never.
Really?
Streets are saying whatever. Coach Dan Bisaccia is the real genius.
Well, whatever. You know, I just need new blood.
New blood.
I need new blood.
New ideas.
Really?
You know what? The last regime, we had it before. It was Mourning, and it was Riley.
Is this a stubbornness?
By Spo?
Like, I don't know what Spo could do differently. Although, you know, my only complaint is that he thinks part of this is how he plays his lineups.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's always fidgeting. You know what I mean? And so I don't know what part of it is he puts the wrong group out there and they get blowed out. Or he stays the course with his changes. I mean, you're right. At some point in time, you got to look at Kapman and say, ship is sinking, go save us. Like, that's all you got.
Yeah, I don't care that you have a back-to-back. Like,
right.
I don't care.
This
had the opportunity to be something for this team, right? Like, this has been a crap year, but if you could go into that building and beat that team, maybe it means something for you guys to take into the next, like, you know, not tonight, okay, cool, you're going to beat a Kyrie and crew Mavericks team. Cool. I'll take any win that I could get at this point because I want to jump out of a window.
Yeah.
But like that would have meant something yesterday. You'd be like, all right, first time you get a win post Jimmy. And instead it's like, nope. Just, you remember that thing we did a couple days ago? Which I stupidly said, there's no way they could do that again. And Leroy goes, don't put it past him. He was right and I was wrong. Because 8 points. 8!
I've seen this. Like, so there's been a couple of times they got to 10 or 11, but it still felt like single digits. We've seen this a lot. There's one quarter.
So embarrassing.
They can only play 3 quarters of basketball. But my point is this. Is it when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't realize how bad you're playing? Because, like, you ask them, hey, remember the time they only scored 9 points and Tyler and Bam were like, ooh. Wow. Right? Didn't realize that.
Tyler's sitting here, and he's like throwing the ball up like a hot potato. I'm like, you act like you've never seen a double team in your life. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You've never seen pressure before.
But here's the problem. That's why he should have did this. He should have taken and put Mitchell and put Tyler in at the same time and let Tyler play off the ball. You can't double team as much off the ball because then you have a point guard who could also break you down.
I guess, but like whenever he had the ball, he's like he's chucking it off to, he forgot what color jersey he was wearing. And then I don't know what happened to Jovic, dude. I mean, Jovic, oh, my sweet Jovic. He ended up crane kicking a dude in the head.
That was great.
Hurt his own ass. I was like, how did that happen? I thought he was going to get taken out in handcuffs, Jovic. Thankfully, they call it a common foul. The guy's like, it's unfortunate what happened, but it's a common foul. I was like, woo!
So, Tobin, you've watched every one of these games. Leroy, so have you.
Yep.
We have different lineups of almost every one of these games where they do this single digit or barely get to double digit. Who's to blame?
I mean, in the end, the players put the ball in the hoop. But
it's different players every time.
But every time, still basketball. But every time I talk about it, I talk about it from a player's perspective and say, like, yeah, you got to have somebody or an offensive set or these guys kind of get together. What are they saying in those free throw huddles, right? Because, like, I think somebody should have probably hinted to, damn, we only got like 5 points. They kicking our ass, right? But no. So I think usually you can have a guy on the team, even when the team's playing bad. Tyler may score 25. He may have 15 free throws because they were really guarding the three-point line. So somebody do something like that to be aggressive, to kind of slow the game down, to kind of – and it just seems like nobody's aware enough to realize how bad it was scoring the basketball. Say, let me get a couple of free throws. Let me do this. Let's see if we can get it going this way. But no, they just keep playing the same style of basketball. So while you can put anything – you want on Spo, I would say at the end of the day, like when you're playing in the game and you're on the court and you're the stars or you're whoever you are, somebody has to be aware to say, whew, we ain't making no shots. One of us got to be aggressive or we got to have a play to where we get to the rim. Because if you think about it in the first half, when they were blowing them up.
Killed them in the paint.
In the paint.
Killed them.
Then all of a sudden they start shooting jump shots against a zone, which is even more amazing.
Headlines brought to you by Dural Kia. Dural Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage of Sorrento and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dural Kia. Other headline last night, Canada beat Sweden 4-3 in overtime to start the Four Nations face-off. Team USA takes on Finland tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN.
What do we got to do?
What do you mean?
We're in a bad spot.
Double game?
Huh?
What do you mean?
We're Little Finland down here.
Oh, but they're playing the U.S. Who are you going to root for?
You got to root for the U.S., right?
I might bet Finland. Okay. They got the fatter odds.
Yeah, they got,
It's hockey, baby. Hockey, weird stuff happens.
All right.
Does that make me un-American? Perhaps.
Totally.
No, it doesn't.
But it makes me pro-Barky.
Here's the problem. You could be pro whatever, but you know what I'm a bigger pro of?
Hmm?
That Monyan.
Yeah. Although our Kalel Ware bet is.
Oh, it's. Yeah.
Also, Spo's fault.
He hit that wall. He should have hit that wall in December.
Maybe you should have cashed out in December.
Maybe. Miami Marlins, they signed a pitcher, Cal Quantrill, to a 1-year, $3.5 million deal.
Where's he from?
Yeah. He's, I believe, Canadian.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I believe he last played for Colorado. Led the league in walks last year.
What the hell?
He walked more.
No, he didn't walk more than he struck out, but he did lead the league in walks, the National League.
You know what that sounds like?
Innings eater.
Just a bit outside.
And the Marlins have announced today, to no one's surprise, that Sandy Alcantara will start opening day. From
I thought you were going to say another thing. Sandy is on the trade.
Well, he will be. Once he gets out of
the Wait a minute. Do they need to announce that?
Yeah, we know. We'll take a break. We'll get more into the Heat. We'll hear a little bit of the guys in the locker room afterwards. 15 minutes of Heat is next.
15 minutes of Heat.
Bum, bum.
How we doing 15 minutes of Heat? Well, yeah. So we got to do 15 more minutes of talk of being misery?
Sometimes I just want to pinch your cheeks.
Why?
Because it's like...
I talk you off a ledge every day with this team, and now you're getting on me?
You don't talk me off a ledge. In fact, you push me towards the ledge.
What are you talking about?
You make me want to put on my snorkel gear to jump off the cliff like Wile E. Coyote.
Wow. You're going to do that anyway. You're going to do some Wild Heat Coyote stuff anyway.
15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment we want to see in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Heat, they lose last night to the Thunder, 115-101 in a game where they were up 21 at one point. Thunder started the fourth quarter on a 24-0 run.
Can I ask? I'm going to ask this question. Is the Heat the only team where the big lead works the other way?
Probably.
Where when they get a big lead, you say, they're still in it.
I was looking at the game the entire time in the second half. I'm like, there's so much time left. There's so much time left. And then they would like kind of push back. I was like, all right, good, pretty good, pretty good. You know, Jay, like, you knew the Thunder were going to come out swinging. Jalen Williams had a really good third quarter. He was making some sick, tough shots. But it was a push quarter. You know, they outscored you 31-30. I was like, pretty good. We're proud of that. Mm-hmm. I was proud of that. The home team's going to make a run.
You deterred the original pressure.
Right.
Coming out of the half.
Right.
But.
They're like, hold my beer. They're like, you think that the game is safe? Watch this, dude. And it's just Jovic and Tyler Hero torpedoing the game. Yes, they have an MVP candidate. I am not here to take away credit from the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are obviously fantastic. But I just saw this against the Brooklyn Nets, too. So I don't know what to tell you. How much credit can I give you? I just saw this against the Chicago Bulls.
I mean,
how much credit can I give
you? The definition of a 500 team is you can beat anybody and you can lose to anybody.
First time they've been on under 500, I think, since 5-7.
But I think, we've been 500 15 times this season? Like a literal 15 times? And dating back, other than some Jimmy heroics, how long have we been 500?
This season?
No, just in general. Like, we haven't really excelled too much in a couple seasons.
The last time that they were the last team that
3 years ago.
The last time they were a one seed, it was 3 years ago.
Didn't we? No, never mind. I'm thinking of the year that we got the first round exit from Milwaukee.
No, they were like a four seed that year. But yeah, that one's a tough year for me because that's the COVID year. Like that was, you look at all those teams that went far in the bubble. Like they all sucked.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The next year they got kind of that's the true asterisk season. The next year, they were the one seed. The next year, they were the play-in team. But it was, you know, that was the difference between, like,
me and... Whoa. Let's back this up. I was putting all my thought processes in order. And
how could you back up what I didn't even...
Let's back it up real quick.
You say, I didn't make a big deal about the bubble because all those teams were bad the following year, mm-hmm. and it was the bubble. Yet, the Heat went to the finals, and you paraded around with that as a reason.
I'm saying the next year. Every team that went deep in the bubble the next year had an early crash out.
Right.
In the playoffs.
But does that say that that bubble was, like, false?
They had, like, 2 weeks off.
What?
Remember, the season ended in October.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. Yes, I can give them a little bit of a weird circumstance for that season.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Anyway, but this year is different for me just because the flameouts have been so bad, Margos. Like they had 26 point lead on Orlando. They were up 9 against Detroit in overtime, or up 8 Detroit in overtime, and gave up the lead. Bang, 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 like that. Spo forgot how many timeouts that he had left, which was 0. Sabonis, buzzer beater, then lose to the Kings up 17. Like this team, it's not like the other. It's not like the other seasons, and obviously they've had the Jimmy thing to deal with for sure.
It don't matter. That Jimmy thing doesn't matter.
I'm just telling you, they have been so fabulous at losing in the most gut-wrenching fashion. This season stands alone from these other seasons. There was a year where it was like, oh, the clutch games, flip a coin, boom, boom, boom. Last year, all right, they couldn't really beat any good teams. It doesn't matter how bad the team is that they take on or how good the team is that they take on. They are going to find a way to break your heart. It's crazy. It's crazy this season. It's not the same. Some of the names are the same. But this year,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here, it's been unreal how they kick in the nuts. And every single time, they're like, here, little fella, here you go. And you think, oh, they're not going to kick me in the nuts now. We're friends. Whoop-a!
That's a point.
Well, I didn't want to kick.
Okay.
I knew how bad it was. The game ended. No text.
Oh, right.
I did text.
No, he did.
I did text.
I can't say what he said, though, on air.
I just got a text.
It was eight bleeping points.
Yeah. See?
Oh, man.
Oh.
But then you also commented.
Yeah.
Yeah, Margos is really down on Eric Spoelstra.
I'm done with him, dude. You know what? What's crazy, though, is I'm not dumb enough to say he should be off of my team. Mm-hmm. I'm done with him on the sidelines.
You want to kick him upstairs.
Time to move on. Like I said, it was Riley and Mourning. It was Spo and Wade. Now it needs to be Quinn and Bam or something. I don't know. Quinn and Ware. Quinn and Ware? Like Win and Ware? Hold on. Hold on, guys.
Minus one.
Heard.
You were cooking for a second, and then you threw in too many ingredients.
Game ops always distracts me.
Yeah.
Minus gotcha. One.
Let's hear from Eric Spoelstra, who you love.
No.
This is Eric Spoelstra saying.
We have to do it in the first hour.
Got to. 15 minutes to eat.
All right.
We made progress in the last 24 hours, but it got ugly. Here is Eric Spoelstra.
You know, not necessarily tonight. I mean, this was a team that, you know, they went super small, played their guards, and applied, you know, a lot of pressure on us. Obviously, that sped us up. They forced turnovers there in that fourth. We weren't able to execute, you know, with enough force. This was different than other games. You know, right now, I'm going with what I saw, you know, in the first three quarters. We made some progress in the last 24 hours,
mm-mm.
you know, from our session last night.
Awesome.
And the shoot around. And then we weren't able to sustain. You know, at that point, it was going to be have to be totally ugly. You know, and we just needed, you know, some more poise against that pressure, whether we were in the post. We basically tried everything out of the menu in the fourth. Post-ups, catch and shoots, pick and rolls. The pick and rolls, they're flattening all of those out. And we just didn't do things with enough force or poise. That'll be something that we can learn from. And then, you know, on the other end, it's not easy to do, but can we function? At a high level defensively, which we were playing at a high level defensively for three quarters. Then it got really ugly offensively.
One more time.
And then we stopped doing the things defensively. I still don't know if that would have guaranteed it, but we fell apart defensively as well. You know, that we had a chance maybe to keep that thing closer to a 6-8 point game. It feels different than when it goes, you know, to 12 or 14.
Bully for you.
I see a lot of positives that we can build on. It's not about moral victories, but right now we're trying to build this thing fast.
Wow, just giving us seven.
Kind of sounds like you're taking a moral ribbon, blue ribbon.
Take our lessons from this and get ready for tomorrow. Wow.
Right. One thing, I would have lost my mind if he would have said for three quarters again.
I forget. How long is the game?
Four quarters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Marcos?
Four quarters, sir.
JFig?
Yeah.
Four quarters.
Okay.
So Kansas City could say, you know, we were close for some of that game.
Yeah, you sound like the idiots who were like, hey, Tua played good on Thanksgiving. I know we were down 24-0 at halftime, but, you know, it was pretty good. Look at those numbers. It's like, great, Spo. Cool, dude. You know what? You guys are kings of the three quarters, all right? We might as well start calling the team 75 cents. That's what you are. You ain't that full dollar.
Wow.
Your pocket change.
Whoa.
Pocket change heat.
Wow.
Where's my coin purse? For the three quarter heat.
Pocket change.
You can go buy gumballs with the heat.
Wow.
Look at this. One, two, three gumballs.
In this economy?
For three quarters. Gumball's still got to be 25 cents, Chafee. That's how they make the machines.
I don't think so, dude.
What do you mean?
Two quarters? No, you can put two and three quarters in those things now.
You can buy one gumball with the Miami Heat.
That's
the
half.
Hey,
half
by the way.
Half a gumball.
I stumbled across a pretty exciting new snack.
What's that?
A blow pop inside out.
Gum on the outside?
Gum on the outside, two lollipop?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
Wow.
Did you bring any for the class?
Oh, no, they're in the car.
So, yes. Mm.
So, you're saying there's a chance.
That's the heat.
I don't know, man. Like, I get so frustrated. Or, I'm a big fan of the organization, the fans, the coaches, and a lot of the players. Like, I am a big fan, right? But I watch every game knowing where this is going. I don't want to watch basketball like that.
I don't want to hurt it.
When anymore. I see you playing some of the best basketball you played all year, right? Those first, that first half, that's some of the best basketball I've seen them play, right? And an hour later, you're down by 15? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I just, like, my whole thing is that as a fan, you always go to all the reasons other than they just not, might not be good enough. Right?
Yeah, but just not be good enough the whole time. Just don't like pull a Houdini on me.
Like,
they're like,
you can't go from, they scored what, 36 points the first quarter?
Let me see. What did they score first quarter?
Enough to win.
Yeah, 35, 36.
36 points. You're telling me it would have taken you 5 fourth quarters to beat that score? Think about that.
That's crazy.
You scored more points. You could have played a whole nother game the way you played the fourth quarter and not scored as many points as you did in 12 minutes. That can't be normal. That can't be normal.
And where did they go? They went from, like, points in the paint. They had 38. I think in the 38-24, you outscored them in the first half. And I think in the second half, it was like 26-8 or something like that.
Here's my favorite thing about sports. Is it's not the game plan. And it's not all those. My favorite thing about sports is even if you know what's going to happen, even if you know what a guy's going to do, you still have the ability to stop them.
Yeah.
Right? And the Heat didn't put any pressure on them to play defense. They let them off the hook on several occasions with either bad shots, chucking it up at the end of a shot clock, and it caught up to them. So I would like to just
26-8 in the second half, outscored in the paint.
Yeah. So what happened? They start taking jump shots? Because here's what doesn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
Spo talked about how they were doubling Tyler and getting the ball out of his hands. Well, if they're doing that, shouldn't Bam be cooking inside or Ware be cooking inside? Because that's where you scored all your points anyway.
Well, they went, it's a funny thing, because they were like 12 in the first half from three. And then eight of their 12 makes in the second half were threes. So it's like that, you know, look, Dagenau's obviously a really great coach, and that's a great defensive team. I'm not saying they didn't do anything to the Heat to make that happen. But again, we've seen this against too many crappy teams, too. Mm-hmm. And the Miami Heat just don't know how. When there's pushback on them, they collapse. Like, they can't just be stumbled. There can't be a knock. Like, they get knocked out. It's crazy. By the way, I was this close yesterday. This close to just drinking my sorrows away under my table. Because if that Jimmy Butler call got overturned. Because I thought, by the way, I thought that he was fouled. I thought he should have got an and one. I'm not going to.
Thought Kyrie was moving.
Kyrie was amazing last night.
Yeah.
That game was really good, but Kyrie has nobody on that team now except Klay Thompson.
nobody on the team.
But dude, you want to talk about, like,
Is it amazing what he can do with a basketball?
Oh, but he was like draining threes with dudes draped all over him. He was like, but he steps in front of Jimmy for what they called was a charge. But I thought for sure when they went to the review, I'm like, oh, they're going to overturn that.
And they
didn't. They did not. They upheld it. They probably felt bad for the Mavericks. They're like, they need something, dude. Hmm. But if Jimmy Butler would have gotten a game-winning and one after that collapse, I probably would be still in a puddle of my own vomit because of how much I would have had to drink last night.
Mike,
I'm serious. Like, I'm sorry. I just would have.
What was the picture that you sent? Did him and Steve Kerr do a post game together, or was that another intangible that I'm confusing?
I think you're confusing me with one of the intangibles.
No, not you specifically. I felt like I saw a picture of him doing a post game. I don't know. It seems like he's meshing over there pretty good.
Jamal Murray, 55.
Double nickel.
We don't have those. See, we need one of those.
It's like an alien. When I see that stuff, I'm like, what's that like?
But that's what I'm saying.
What's that
like? Like, you know what? I appreciate the mantra of this team. And that is make winning plays. But I would say this. I'm tired of seeing things that don't show up on the score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the score doesn't either.
Luis says they pick Hero up full court and he loses his mind. Yeah. Like, this is the thing with Hero. Like, every time it's like, hey, you know what? We're going to put a lot of pressure on Hero. It's like, hey, this is what you wanted, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This is what every guard deals with. Every star guard has to deal with this. You know, don't sit here and be like, oh, I'm, you know, I want to be amongst all the best in the league. And it's like, once that happens, turnover McGee. Can't hit a shot.
Because he should be a two.
Yeah, probably. But he, you know, all the
so why wouldn't he put him in there with Mitchell? And
he got some time with Mitchell.
Dude, and he was left the ball more.
Dude, he punted the ball into the stands yesterday. He's like, the only thing that
why every time a professional athlete
mm-hmm.
drops, turns the ball over, you go to Looney Tunes.
I didn't have Terry Rozier to lash out at yesterday.
I can't blame him.
That's what hurt the most.
That
really hurt the most. I'm like, Terry's not here. We still did this.
Dade South says, the roster's mediocre and it reflects the record. No need to overthink things.
Right, exactly.
Ridiculous.
No, because Tobin thinks they should be the one seed.
That's not what I think.
Where do you think they should be?
They probably should be, I think they should be a little above where they are. They should be a comfortable six. A comfortable six. Instead,
so you say 3 or 4 games over 500.
I'm saying, yeah, I think like 3-4.
Yeah, but...
but they're not. What can I do? That's what I think, but they're not.
Right around mediocre.
They're worse than mediocre.
Now.
They're closer to the Hawks than they are the damn Pistons. Falling off a cliff. Rats off a ship. That's how they treated it.
I don't know. I just don't know what you're expecting because, like...
I'm expecting at one point my happiness to return. How about that?
To me, go to Golden State.
I'm expecting the fourth seed. Oh, I was at least.
So here's the deal. Nope, that's being a fan.
Why? Who? Like, name five. Okay, we know Boston. The Knicks are pretty good this year. Cleveland, of course.
I mean, they're only
Milwaukee.
They're only four games.
Milwaukee.
They're only four games out of the four seed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Those are the only four.
You can't start the show the way you started it, and then assume that they just gonna go on this 5-game run.
No, I don't think so anymore.
Right.
Pretty weak schedule to end the season.
See, here we go.
And so if like you get momentum, I'm hoping the rest does everybody well. You know, Tyler can recharge his batteries. I don't know what's going on with Jaime. Do you hear what Spoh said about Jaime?
Do you guys understand why we fight so much?
No, I'm just saying, like, just get a couple things pieced together. I think Ware needs a break. I think this has been a lot on him.
Sure, for sure.
Clearly Jovic needs a reset. You know, they've mentally, I think you just get tonight. We get tonight, we can start building on things.
Again, you're making
good luck.
Okay, I would like to know what is going to change between last night and tonight.
Got to decompress.
That would lead you to believe there's no more single-digit quarters. Like, here's the deal, and I've said this for a while now. The reason why Jimmy is so much better with the Warriors right now is because he's not the number one.
He's not so much better, though. He's playing like Jimmy.
No, but it's still, he can do it all the time. He would pick and choose when he did it here. And this team could not always afford that. They needed a guy who was going to go out and get his. Every team has one of those guys. You turn on the TV, so-and-so won 38. Right? Like, this team doesn't have that. Who's the guy where you say, hey, go get me a 30-piece?
It's going to be Jovic, eventually.
Eventually, but until that happens, this is the only team in the NBA where you can't say, you better be careful, he could go off for 40. Every other team has a guy like that.
I know.
So, in the last 3 years...
maybe like Houston. They're kind of like a sum of their parts.
Okay, right.
That's like the good team. I'm trying to think of a good team like that, but that's
right.
Probably it.
That's it. It's an anomaly. And the Heat have been doing it now since the big three have left.
Haven't had a 25-point score since LeBron.
So think about that. So while we sitting here complaining or getting upset or getting frustrated that this team is not where we thought they should be, where's that guy? I said it last year. I said every team has two guys now that could get you 25 and go for 30 if the other guy's not there.
Everybody has two guys now? You just made it one guy. Two guys?
One, they have that one stud, but if you look at, you know, the sidekick can go off too.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more for this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our Road to Repeat here, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius Party Play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Central Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So Leroy got us these. Take that graphic down, JFig. They got us these Playa Vibe, but I don't want to drink it without him. Where is he?
So it's sparkling pina colada.
Can you shout out the hall there, Frog Boy?
Yes.
Say, hey, Leroy! See where he's at. Hold on, let's see if we can hear him.
I don't even see him.
I think he was talking to Galen, as far as I know. As far as the Cats, of course, on their break right now, it is the Four Nations face-off going on. Last night, that opened up with Canada getting a win over the Swedish. Well, I don't, that, you, dude, you know when the segment is. The segment is the first hour every day. Anyway, so the Panthers yesterday, no goals for any of our Cats yesterday. Tonight, we got Finland taking on Team USA at 8 o'clock.
Are we opening this? Are we doing it?
Gotta tell you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fly ya.
Wow.
Hey.
Not gonna lie though, it kind of makes me want to throw a little.
Even though, what's in a pina colada?
Rum.
Rum? I always
usually like a fruity rum too, like a coconut or a pineapple rum.
But this even
or just your run of the mill rum.
I didn't know that's how pina coladas were made.
Yeah, coconut and pineapple.
Are you serious?
No, I have no idea.
If you like,
I don't know how a lot of drinks like. I'll accidentally drink drinks with tequila without realizing they have tequila, and I hate tequila.
Do you think that we have any fisticuffs tonight between Chuck and any of our Finns?
Ooh.
Not Barkov. Barkov's not going to fight, but maybe Nico Mikola or Etu.
Oh, you think just messing around he goes and clips one?
I don't know. It's just like... Trevor wants to know, am I rooting for Finland or the U.S.? I think I'm betting on Finland.
We already had this discussion.
I think I'm betting on Finland for the money. But I got to root for America. I am American, but
Are you?
Yeah, I'm American. This is kind of like a Team USA versus Serbia thing. You know, like I was rooting for Nico, although Nico didn't play very much because he had the broken leg.
Say that. You didn't play that much. He had a broken ankle,
whatever he had. He had a fractured ankle. Either way, he was there for his squad. But I was rooting for Serbia. And then when it got to the Serbia versus USA, which, by the way, was a great game, I rooted for America. Let's see. View more bets. Yeah, Finland's plus 250 tonight. Tournament futures. Finland is... So I'm just going to put a 5 spot on it.
No. I went in.
All right, fine.
Mm.
You're in too? All right, we'll put a 10 spot on it. Yeah. We're going for Finland?
Huh?
We're Finnish?
No, our money is on
Finland. Our money's on Finland.
Like, who wants $10 that wins you 12?
Fair point.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's fair.
Like, sometimes you got to take a wild one.
I'm sorry. Like, if that makes me a bad American, it makes me a bad American. I'll be happy if USA wins, but a little long shot on Barkey.
I know many people bet against the Dolphins, bet against the Canes. If you're a Jets fan, bet against the Jets.
See, well, that's different, though. That's allegiance to my team.
Money has nothing
to do. Not my country.
Your country?
Yeah, my country.
Really?
It's, you know, come on.
Why do you sound like that?
No, my country. He tried to pull off.
Why I sound like that?
My family. What are you, Brian Kelly?
Whatever, dude. You're a traitor. And you what? Know, you're a traitor.
I'm for Barkoff in that, too.
What's amazing about
Ed Lundell?
What's amazing about that is, even with that accent, he still don't sound like nobody in Louisiana.
No, no, but maybe Alabama country.
No,
Tuscaloosa.
No, dude, like Nashville. See, you can't y'all hear that on TV?
Stop doing that.
And y'all City. Putting him somewhere, man. And I'm like, nah, I grew up in the South. That don't sound like nothing I ever heard.
Nah, you grew up in Bon Town.
Look, maybe it makes me a bad American, but it makes me a great Panthers fan.
Yes, correct.
No, it doesn't.
Correct.
Like, nice try.
Well, like, it's not fair. There's Panthers everywhere. Everywhere I look, there's Panthers.
You're basically.
It's a good problem.
Trying to get out of that explanation like Spo.
Look, it would make me a bad American. Here's what would happen, okay? Yeah. You guys could. If we were in a situation where Sergei Bobrovsky was playing for Russia.
Ooh.
That would make me a bad American.
Yeah, for sure. Here, or if you go for Canada.
Even though I don't think he's any fan of Putin. It's another story for another day. But if that would make me a bad American.
Why are you putting that man business out there like that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Allegedly. Please. Please.
Yeah. I said I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I don't know.
I don't know. We may have a big following in Moscow. I'm not sure.
That's like what your wife says. Do you want to go to this party? You go, no.
Just throw a little action. Look, in my eyes, Trevor, it goes like this. If America wins, great. If Finland wins, I'm rich.
It's a win-win.
Win-win. Take a break. Hour two is next.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.